Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the third parak of Maseches Tzvachim. We are holding at Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Kol Psul Sheshachtu, if any possible person shechts a karban, Shechitas and Ksheir, the Shechit is still going to be kosher, and as long as the Kohanim do the rest of the Avodah. Because Shechit, Ksheir, Bizarre, Meshechit, could be kosher, even if it's done by someone who's not a Kohen. B'nashim, Avadim, U'b'tmeim, or even if a woman does it, or an Eved Kanani does it, or someone who's Tamei does it, meaning they're not allowed to do any other avodah, but shechita is kosher, because the Torah tells us that you have to have a kohen specifically starting from Kabbalah. Mi Kabbalah ve'elech is mitzvahs kohuna. Aval b'kachi kachim, afilu b'kachi kachim. Even when it comes to kachi kachim, the shechita is kshera bizar. Uvlashli tameim nogim abasar, but a tamei person can't touch the meat of the karban once it's shechted, because they're going to be metamei it, and that's going to be problematic. L'fichachim pulsim b'machshav. So therefore, you could have a zar who passels a korban with a machshava that's gonna ruin it. He shechts it, having in mind that chutzlus mano or chutzlus mekomo, that will have the same effect as a kohen having those things in mind. V'kulin shekiblas adam chutzlus mano v'chutzlus mekomo. If any of those people do kabbalas adam chutzlus mano v'chutzlus mekomo, im yesh dam nefesh. If there's still some more dam nefesh left in the animal for someone to do the kabbalah properly, then yachzor hakosher v'yikabel. So get a kosher kohen, go do the kabbalah to salvage that korban. Because if there's if you don't have a kohen doing the kabbalah, then there's not going to be any valid dam to salvage the korban with. Mishnah Beis kibel hakosher v'nasan l'apostle. If a kosher kohen was mekabel the dam and he gave it to a person, yachzor l'kosher, he could still salvage the korban by giving it back to a kosher kohen, who then does the halach and the zrik and everything else. Kibel b'yamino v'nasa l'smolo. If let's say a kosher kohen catches the dam using his right hand, obviously holding kli sharis, using his right hand, and then handed it off to his left hand, yachzor l'yamino, you could still salvage the korban by putting it back in your right hand. Kibel b'kli kodesh v'nasa b'kli chol. If he caught the dam in a kli kodesh with a kli sharis, and then he put it into a kli chol, yachzor l'kli kodesh, just put it back into a kli kodesh, it could still be salvaged. Nishbach min kli al ritzba v'asafo. If blood spilled out of the kli onto the floor, and the guy gathered it up from the floor and put it back into the kli, kosher, so then it's going to be kosher, and the kohen can keep doing the avoda with that which he gathered up into the kli. Meaning, even though blood that falls on the floor, if it falls on the floor directly from the animal, it's going to be pasul. Over here, it was already kosher, because it was already in a kli sharis, and therefore you could still salvage it. Nisanol gabei akevesh, if the zar put the dam on the wall of the kevesh rather than the mizbeach itself. The kevesh is the ramp that leads up to the mizbeach. Shalok kenegad yisod, or he put it on the mizbeach, but not across parts of the mizbeach that have a yisod. The yisod did not go around the entirety of the mizbeach; it only went around two full sides and a little bit of the other sides, one arm of the other side, but not around the entire mizbeach. So he zorek dam on parts that don't have a yisod. Nasa nesanitam. He takes dam that should have been thrown lamata michut hasikra, and he throws it on the top part of the mizbech. Vesenitan lamayla lamata, or vice versa. Esenitan b'fnim b'chutz. He takes dam that should have been brought on the mizbech apnimi, and he instead brings it in the mizbech zorik on the mizbech chitzon. Vesenitan b'chutz b'fnim, or vice versa. Im yesh dam nefesh, yachzir hakosher v'yakabel. If there's still dam nefesh, he should go back and be makabel the further dam and use that and do it right this time. So let's review what we're doing today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that shechita is kosher by a zar, an isha, an eved, a tamei, but the tamei person has to be careful not to touch the basar, and therefore even a zar can passel a karban b'machshava during the shechita. Now, if any of these people do a kabbalah sadam, so you have to go back and if there's more dam and nefesh, let a kohen go and do the kabbalah sadam. And then in Mishnah Beis we said a number of salvageable situations where someone messed up, but you could still salvage the karban. For example, after the kosher person did a kabbalah sadam, he gave it to a apostle person. So give it right back. Or if someone caught with his right hand and gave it to his left hand, give it right back to his right hand. Or he caught it in a Kli Sharis, pour it into a Kli Chol, pour it right back into the Kli Kodesh. Or it spilled from the Kli Sharis onto the floor, gather it right back up into the Kli Sharis. And then we had said if he had already been Zorik the Dam in the wrong place, either by the Kevesh or not, or where there's no Yisod, or in the wrong height of the Mizbeach, or on the wrong Mizbeach, so then if there's, you're going to have to go back and get more Dam. So if there is more Dam HaNefesh, you go back and you get it. If there's no more Dam HaNefesh, then you are out of luck. Be'ez Hashem, next time, we will pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel.